Hello and welcome to part 3 and the final part of the Flash TrueFit ActionScript 3 website, where we reposition elements according to the size of the browser that the particular user happens to be using to access the file, and even if they resize the browser. So look for part 1 and 2 of this video so you can see it develop from scratch and follow along. Okay, so in part 3, I told you we were going to add buttery effects. That's exactly what we're going to do. So instead, let's go ahead and publish out and look at it. So instead of the items just kind of snapping to and staying put in the corners, we're going to make it, make the items kind of float, have more buttery movements. Okay, more fluid movement. Alright, so the first thing we want to do is we want to replace how this MP3 players, we'll start with this MP3 player here. And what we're going to do is in the code on frame 2, the resize event, inside the resize event function, we're going to make it, instead of going to the X positions and Y positions immediately, we'll tween it. So we won't be using these two lines, but we'll be using some of these values. So we'll comment those out in just a second after we type in our new line. So here we're going to set up the tween for the MP3 player's X position, and then we'll set up a tween for the Y position. So, and then the other ones for the other little menu and the main section of the this application would have their own tweens, and I'll show you how to set those up too. First, we'll set up this first one, and we'll take a look at it and see if we like the results. So we'll say this is tween MP3X, because that's what it's going to be doing. It's going to tween the MP3's X position. And this is a tween. And you can see up top here, I already put in the two lines. I added the two lines right here. Whenever you want to use the tween events, the basic tween animations, you can put these two lines in to activate them. Otherwise, it'll throw an error. Okay, so let's see. Now this is going to be a new tween. New tween. And we'll open parenthesis, close parenthesis, and put the semicolon. Now in between these two parentheses here, we're going to set up all the values that we need to put in this place. So first thing we have to put there is the name of the MP3 player, the instance name. So let's grab that, let's put that first in line. So this tween is looking for an object, then a plane, which is going to be the X plane, the X position, and then it's also looking for the ease type, elastic. We'll use elastic. See how it looks. And the elastic method would be, let's just try ease out, see how that looks. And then, no, we don't want that. And then after ease out, we just put another comma, and then we have to claim the MP3 player's current X position. So we just grab this MP3 player.x, and that's the value that holds the MP3's current X position. And then next, put another comma, and now we want to put the MP3 player's new X position. So we put this one here, because remember we gathered that where the new X position is supposed to be, so we can just pop that right in. And then comma, and the duration, which is kind of like speed, and I'm going to set mine to 1.2. If you set yours to say 5, it would go a lot slower than mine. That's how that works, and true to make it actually happen. If you put false there, the elastic tween wouldn't happen. Okay, so, but the X positioning would still happen. So now we can go ahead and comment these out and just set up the MP3 player's new Y position really quick by just going, replace that with a small y, replace this with a small y, replace this with a big y, and this with a big Y. And that's you have now if we test, we can see. Oh, I gotta comment out those two lines. Oh, I already did. Okay. So let's test. And you can see it has a nice springy, elasticy feel to it now. Rather than you see the menu on the left snapped to the corner. This one kind of floats. It has a little bit more life to it. A little more buttery. So we'll set them all like that now and see how it looks. Okay, now we have those two lines in. They've replaced the original two lines we had for the MP3 player's movement. We're just going to cut those out and replace them right here. So we're not even adding any new lines to make these transition effects, except really two up here. We're replacing those lines with tween effects that we had originally. Okay, so now let's move the frame. So we can comment this out, because we're not going to be moving it with that method. Highlight these two lines. Press enter here. Now we have two lines ready for that, and we're going to call these tween frame X. And this one's going to be tween frame Y. And this one's going to be for the X and Y, that's good. We just have to have this frame instance name here, so we can copy that. Put it there, put it there, put it there, put it there. And now we need the frame X pose divided by 2 that we had here, replaced here. And now the frame, nope, that's supposed to be X pose. Let's grab this one. X pose, and now we'll put the Y pose divided by 2 here. Okay, so I think that's everything. Frame, 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 frame. Tween frame, yes, yes. And let's see how it looks. Oh, see, that's buttery. I told you it was going to be buttery. I promise butter, I deliver butter. Okay. Now all we need is this little other menu to do it as well. And that wraps it up. So that one's going to be even easier, because all we need is one line to replace this one line. So let's take one of these Y position lines, because the X position will not be affected at all, because that never moves. Its X position is always at 1. So let's go to here, say menu 2. Actually, let's grab this one instead. Let's grab this Y. We'll just change it up a little. 2. And we can get rid of these frame lines that we commented out. Okay, so there. The menu bar is still doing its stretched width across the top. We're not going to make that one tween. And let's see, what do we have here? Tween menu 2. And this is going to be, let's grab menu 2. Its instance name, put it right here. It's going to be the Y. Also put the instance name here to access current Y position. And let's set the new position, which will be menu 2 Y pose. Let's see what happens. Everything is buttery. Yay, butter. You gotta like that. So that's a little more smooth. So the frame, the main section of this application, the MP3 player that would be on the bottom, the other little menu, all have nice transition effects now. So it's not, look how they bounce. It's so cool. You can't say it's not cool. If you do, I'll come to your town and slap you. All right. We'll see you guys next lesson.